anybody meets anybody, his trust issues have to be worked on.
Do you think there's any aliens that are like, so there's some that are, the old ones are backing up and running Biden. Is there anyone, any aliens you think that would be on Trump's side?
I don't think they care. They don't care about him. These aliens that are coming with me, basically I negotiate with them. I'm negotiating that somehow I make it worthwhile to them not to kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about us. Or Dion. They don't even care about Earth. They just want a place to hide. If it's all blown up and damaged, it's okay. It gives them lots of places to hide. I don't know what they're hiding from.
When you give them that part.
They're just antisocial. They don't want to meet anybody, so they like to have privacy.
They want to be just away from everybody. So you know when Ion said there's going to be walls and there's going to be like, they're going to be sealed, so, and you're going to give them some part of the earth, negotiate that, that's where they're going to be hiding.
They're
going
to get the blown up part, because they don't require beauty.
You know what that reminded me of, Bob? Have you ever watched that movie, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, Elysium or Elysium? And it's with,
I don't think so.
So there's this movie, it's Elysium. It's about when the earth becomes, basically what I think what Ion was talking to Bert about and what, how, when the walls are going to be sealed. Some bottom of the earth is like where it's horrible. It's where the poor people are at. They're sick. Everything's like really sad and destroyed. And then above this, some kind of like frequency is where the rich people and everybody that lives well off, there's like everything's beauty, everything's nice, nobody gets sick, and if you get sick there's like these like high tech technology that makes everybody come back to their, nobody ever dies. That's what it sounds like. What's coming.
What sounds like what?
When Ion was explaining and talking to Bert, when they were talking about when the walls are going to be sealed and you're going to negotiate with the aliens and give them a part of the earth where they can do whatever they want with it. And then
why are the walls being sealed?
The Pearl Gates. And I'm assuming that's the 33rd parallel.
Okay, you mean dividing the worlds?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what it says. Elysium is a 2013 American science fiction action film. The film takes place in both a ravaged earth and a luxurious artificial world called Elysium. So a busted up earth, a luxurious artificial world, would that be Andromeda? And then the film itself offers deliberate social commentary that explores political and sociological themes such as immigration, overpopulation, transhumanism, healthcare, worker exploitation, the justice system, and social class issues.
Would be Andromeda. And then the other part would be what you give to the aliens.
Maybe, yes. It says in 2154, the earth is overpopulated. Much of the planet's citizens live in poverty. The rich and powerful live on Elysium, a gigantic man-made artificial planet and space habitat in Earth's orbit. That might be what people imagine the Andromeda galaxy is.
Mm-hmm.
Elysium is technologically advanced with devices called medbays that can cure all diseases, reverse aging, and regenerate body parts. A feud exists between Elysium and Earth, whose residents want, the Earth residents want Elysium technology to cure their illnesses. So, it's a typical, cliche battle, but there's something going on there that's parallel to, Andromeda and, alien Earth.
Like the Pearl Gates and all that Ion talked about with Bert. But, you know, like some people right now, what's happening is like they trick themselves out of ascension. Right now, a lot of people are like, oh, it's so bad to live good. Oh, my God, it's your privilege if you, like, live in a nice house. Oh, your privilege if you can afford to have fucking food or shoes or clothes. Like, what? What is going on? So then those people are kicking themselves.
It celebrates poverty, a kind of poverty. And you're the part of the 99% who don't have anything to work your butt off. So yeah, that's a worker chemical body mentality.
And that it's sounds like that movie, that scenario of like, okay, well.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to think that you don't deserve that, you're going to be in the bottom level where everybody's fighting to eat and they're poor and it's a sad, sad world. And the ones that believe they deserve what, you know, just, and then it reminds me of Ayan's quote that's really funny. It's like, you're not, nobody's poor. You're just, nobody's ugly. You're just poor. Cause
right.
You know, if you're rich, you can afford to get surgery or whatever, I guess, look good. Take care of yourself.
Now, if it's a fad among white people that they have to be poor and they're against privilege, even though they grew up privileged, it was the same thing. You're expressing the black mentality in the 60s. The black people, they just started to have civil rights. They sort of got access to schools and maybe a little more employment. And they would get more and more of that the next 40 years. But in the 60s, the black people, whatever you call them, the ones in the ghettos, the people who went to the black high schools and all that, they didn't understand white suburban kids rejecting materialism. They didn't know why the black kids wanted to dress like their grandfather's farmer clothes. So the black kids were into flashy clothes, flashy cars, whatever flashiness they could have. And here's these white kids that are wearing drab and stupid clothes. And so there was a tribalism among the white kids to be poor, to look poor, and not greedy for commodities. You're expressing what the black people is. And in a way, because you're from Costa Rica, you come to America and you find it weird that a big part of the population of young people wants to be poor because they grew up in America. So they can romanticize not having suburban wealth, whereas you didn't have it, and you were saying, no, we're going to get some of this stuff. That's the same. You're doing a replay of the 60s.
Oh, I get it. I understand it. Yeah, because, but you know what, even like kids that, like, you know, I grew up in LA that were non-whites, that are black, anything else that had money, they all try to downplay their money. Still right now.
That's 20 years ago. That's still way after the. So the beatniks, it's on my chart. The beatniks do it first, then the hippies, then the yuppies was a word, but then it became the punks. And then it became Nirvana's grunge look. There was always a trend in suburbia for the kids to find some media person who was rejecting the consumer lifestyle and had dropped out. That's what the beatniks did. That's what the hippies did. That's what the punks did. So there's always an appeal to chemical body plainness or simpleness or not trying to be vain and to have rich clothing. Now, what always happened, because they had nothing to do but to be creative, because they said, I'm not going to work, I'm going to be creative, they made records and movies and music, and then they became the style kings. So their poor, grungy clothes became the style for the rich kids.
Yep.
So the rich kids would imitate poverty. But it's repeated since television. It's repeated every generation. The same dynamic. And so you could say people gave up on chemical body wealth so they could have chip body and TV body wealth, and that would be becoming a star and being creative like Beyonce or Jackson. And that was the new status symbol, was to be creative and criticize everybody for being chemical body oriented for commodities. For new clothes. But it gets all mixed up because everybody has a TV body, chip body, so you got people walking around being poor, but they're right into the richest stars. okay, as icons.
Exactly, yeah.
Incredibly screwed up hypocrisy, if you want to break it apart. That everybody's mm-hmm. contradicting themselves. And that's when you contradict yourself because you get all the bodies. So, again, I explain everything very tightly and obviously try to tell the little Chase that. Chase ain't going to believe you. He wants to grow up through the media evolution of all the different environments that are on my chart.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a great explanation for what's happening. And, because now everybody's trying to be like, the story's like, oh, I started from the bottom and now we're here. And then you find out a lot of people, you didn't start from the bottom. You were kind of like a middle-class family. So you weren't from
That's
the
right.
bottom, like. You know, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a general increase in wealth, even for people on welfare, that in the chemical body, everybody's, millions of people have the same general services. They have cars, they have TV, they have their chip technology, they can go to a place and swim, you know, all levels of the classes can do that. Now, they're not real elite, they're not the billionaire level. But the billionaire level is their kids are trying to hang out with the poor people and try to be creative.
And get inspired.
Yeah.
To get inspired. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mix-up of everything. Yep.
Yep. So, I wonder if Ion went to sleep. Are you around, Ion?
Mostly. I don't know why not.
Okay,
hey, Don, you're going on and on and on, so it's out. Okay, good. Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Yeah, I think we better get out of this cul-de-sac I got us into, so we'll put Bert and Carolyn on.
Okay.
Or did you,
thank you, Bob.
Did you want to talk to Ian about anything?
I did have some questions.
We weren't done with me.
Oh, yeah, so we'll have to do that after Bert and we'll come back to Susanna and and Jermaine and Jack.
I'll come back. Okay,
and then maybe Roy, if he's still alive, we'll see if Roy comes up with some questions. He hasn't died. Okay, so where are you, Bert? Be ready. Oh, maybe I should play a couple of songs while we wait for Bert to show up. Maybe get one song in. What a good song. Okay, sorry, I was on mute. I was talking to you, sorry. You follow the chat line, Bert?
No, Bob. I don't listen to it much.
Okay, so Minimax says, I know someone who experiences xenocrony in the sense that he has a consistent constellation of synchronistic signs that he scans for. And his friends, including myself, will send him whatever shiny examples they find on the shore. But his system is not about him. It's not his synchronicity that people are reporting to him. It's public patterns. Yeah, that's not xenocrony. It has to be about him. But if he's, Zappa defines xenocrony as trying not to have synchronicity. So is this guy trying to get matching, and you have to find things that are matching with his ideas or patterns, not necessarily him, then that's just synchronistic. And you got a bunch of people looking for patterns that you articulate. Xenocrony is not trying to match with the world, but the world matches with you anyways. For example, in this new movie, I didn't ask for a fucking movie of black people about me or Ion. It got made independent of us. But now it's so imploded. We are the tech body, so tech body's keeping our xenocrony going for it. Us, it, you.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you ready, Carol? Okay, so.
Thank you, Bob. What the fuck was that all for?
None of your business.
Oh.
Are you going to watch the movie, Space Jam 2? Minimax came up with a new term, Disnocrony. I don't know if that's about Disneyland or, I don't know, Disnocrony. And then he just put what's it mean, Bert, when they have a little face and a little heart coming out of the mouth? It means a kiss? I guess it means a kiss, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a, no. That's a blowjob, Bob. That's a blowjob.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Sometimes the little thing coming out of the mouth looks like a party thing that you blow on.
Yeah.
You know, this stupid little,
yeah.
You know,
oh my,
tube.
Yeah, part, that's what we said, a blowjob. That's what we said,
yeah.
Blowjob. The thing coming out of your mouth.
So,
yeah, the thing coming out of your mouth.
Is it always a heart and never the stick?
Sometimes it's a pork chop, Bob. Sometimes it's a
yeah,
pork chop.
No, is it, I'm not talking to you. Is it Bert? Bert, if the icon has a heart, can the heart be a stick-like thing, like a party blower? You ever seen that?
Party blower? A party blower?
You know, sometimes they would just have the party blower. That little party.
I'm going to have to let him rail for a minute, Bert. You know, he's going to release
party blower. Yeah. I had a great fun time. I was party the blower. Top of the town. I was the party blower. That was nice.
Yeah, Minimax. I would be interested to check out SJ2. Yes, Minimax. You're going to have to look out Space Jam's Xenocrony. You're the scholar of it. But I've already heard enough, and I can post this talk with Jermaine on the fake public explorations, and those fuckers can ignore it all they want. But if they dare stumble and listen to it, they'll be shocked. I mean, this
yeah,
is somebody...
About like the party blower Xenocrony, huh?
No. See, what's good about this... is that you have somebody, and we don't get too much recording of this, someone going to a movie with the kids and the family mm-hmm. and recognizing it's all about Bob and then reporting into Bob on this public radio show, and that's exactly Xenocrony. It's being reported to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Because nobody had movies. No movie theater was open. No one could go see the movies because they all had COVID-itis.
Oh, so this, I keep thinking they're in a movie. They didn't go to a movie. They just watched the video?
They did now.
They did now.
Now it's open now. But
oh, okay.
So it was just recently.
Okay, so I will back off and go to sleep while you guys do your...
Oh, my God. Job. Thank God. Hurry up. Hey, Bob, either you were or we were. Either way you want to go, it's okay. We're going to tag team this bitch. It'll be a call of the day. Good day.
Okay, you ready, Carol?
Okay.
Hey,
come on, Bert. What you got?
Hey, have some interesting questions coming up, and I think they're all related in some way.
Don't put the hurt on us now. We ain't even quite survived the party blower effect yet.
Okay, but first thing, Ian, over the last 4 weeks, we've been having like a lot of rain here in Europe, and
yep.
some electrical storms and everything, but this past week was strange, whereas we had a storm, it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and from my experience, it was just like in the middle of the night, there was a thunder and lightning storm, and whoosh, water came through. But then when I woke up and looked at the news, there was quite a bit of devastation in Western Europe, especially, they don't report much of it, but Switzerland was hit. But mainly in Germany and Belgium. But Germany was pretty weird, and that's what I want to ask you a question. Were there any hints of the AL2SO formula in this storm? Because
yeah.
Germany looked like a tornado or a
building.
Hurricane.
That's where it's building. Yeah, there's massive flooding in Western Europe, too, everywhere. I mean, about a couple hundred people are dead.
Yeah. There's like 1,300 people missing. They're still looking for people. But Germany looked like they had a tornado because buildings, I mean, these are stone houses that were, look like, you know.
Been there 1,000 years. Stone houses have been there 1,000 years and got washed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, exploded and moved cars.
By a little rain. It wasn't even that big of a rain. It was just some rain.
Yeah. But you said it's building. Can you define what the it is?
AO2SO4 capacity.
Wow.
Starting.
Yeah.
We told you what was going to happen, and now it's starting to happen. And that's the more of this stuff Bob says you can't know nothing, you can't have nothing, you can't find nothing, you can't be about it. But now that thing that you can't have is showing up.
Ooh.
Kind of like if you live in South Africa and we tell you to get the fuck out and you don't get out, that's on you, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, that's another hot spot on another level. What's going on there?
Just all
Why
of
should anybody believe you, Ion?
They
tell people to do this now for 10 fucking years. Nobody does anything. There's something weak. There's something not getting across to the people.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry, Bob. It'll be over soon. Don't worry.
I won't worry about it. I understood it. I believed it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't trouble your little self over it, Bob. It'll get all worked out.
Okay. Sorry, Bert. I'll leave.
Sorry.
Go back. Sorry. Go your ass back to sleep. Go your ass back to sleep, Bob. You've been up too long.
Now that what you just outlined, Ion, I think probably what is the thread that's connecting to my questions of the AL2SO4 formula, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Okay, okay. Then okay, but that's good. Good to go through, though, the outline is. Okay, Ion, on July 6th, you said something on What Youth, that non-physical is magnetic but not reactive.
Correct.
Is that due to the tech body's increased capacity to be 6/11? Is that why non-physical is not reactive?
We're gonna see. Because there's this process. You said we agreed that it's a thread, but we gotta see how this lands. It's gotta land. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to believe it. It's another thing to experience it. But it has to build to what you call a crescendo. Or as Allison would call it, a double coda.
Mm. Okay, that reminds me, it's probably sort of related, when you said you have to see. When you say have to see, is that based on like what Bob outlined last week about the rip, that if we ask questions now, it's all up in the air because of the rip, so when you say we'll have...
No, not necessarily. It can mean that, but sometimes what it means is just the process. It's just the process. And sometimes, well, see, it's one thing if Buzz Coaston asks us, that's one thing. But if you ask us, it's different because you're going to have it. You're going to take whatever we say to the mat. That's the difference.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, but that's huge because apparently no one else seems to.
Well, everyone should start to because what you just outlined in the last 2 weeks and then looking at my questions, which are connected to things that you said in the last 2 weeks, there is something formulating. There is something happening. Especially what you just
it's occurring.
Yes. Especially what we let off with the storm, and that is the threat. Okay, but all right.
Don't you remember the rain is going to melt the asphalt?
Yes, I do.
You see that asphalt getting washed up off the ground?
Hey,
in Western Europe.
Yes, there was like a couple of rows that totally were just like washed away.
That's right.
But I didn't think it rained that hard. I mean, from my experience,
it was the kind of rain.
Oh, okay. That explains it then. That explains it. Because, I mean, the storm last week wasn't different than one we had like 2 weeks ago. In fact, I experienced...
Well, and you're talking about the history of Germany. You're talking about the history of Germany. Goddamn, they've had every kind of storm they've ever known to me. Tsunami, shit, they've had everything. Amen. Cyclones, amen, all kind of crazy stuff. And then this one little thing caused all this.
Yeah, yeah, because they were interviewing a few people from Germany, and they said they haven't seen this since the World War II, the destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Ian, just another question about non-physical. Does that, the non-physical not being reactive, that includes also the non-physical in the meat sack?
Yes, except for the vaccinated people. They are becoming reactive.
So the vaccinated people, their non-physical is becoming reactive? That's going to turn against
Correct.
Them, and that's what you're saying. Wow.
Correct.
Hmm. That's interesting. But you already said all this. You've outlined this before about what's going on with the vaccination. So, okay, Ion. In June we were talking about
Hang on, Bird. Bob wants to come, but his hands are dirty. Go.
Go.
Bob. Wash those filthy hands.
No.
There seems to be a spiritual aspect of the vaccinations. It's making people get vaccinated a bit crazy, mentally or something. Is that what you're
They make them. They get inoculated. They get inoculated with Karen.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because the frequencies have changed, the vaccination are having effects on people who've been changed by the frequency. And regular science wouldn't understand that. Correct, Ian?
Yeah, and they don't know what they're experiencing either. And there's no Karen shot, but turn them into Karen. Crazy Karen.
Yeah, go ahead, Bert. Bob's gone.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. Okay, Ian, when we had our conversation in June with the Godgeist, and when I followed up, you told me I need to be a little more specific. And then last, when I asked you about your statement about the Father, Son, and Holy Smoke, and you went into this really interesting outline about the spirit side, and that the mind, body, spirit drinks, and that the spirit is for the angels to drink, and that we have to get above it. But at the end, you gave some hints about the frequency, the FACE, every good boy does fine. So, question, is there a change? Okay, well, you said earlier that the living carbon does not have a frequency in negative pH, but is frequency going to change in a negative pH world?
Well, ask it a different way.
Okay. I'll go to another question then, and then I'll come back to that maybe.
No, you can come back, just ask it a different way. Because we say yes, it's not going to come out right. And if we say no, it's a lie. So, you see.
Okay, you said that we have to go, okay, you said about the FACE, every good boy does fine, and that you say we're looking for a good A sharp against a C flat to pull out all the stops. And if you don't, you're going to be like a clinging bell or a dinging cymbal. And that's all related to frequency. And you said that before that, you said that we have to go above the angels.
So it's a temporal conclusion. So the answer to your question is a temporal conclusion.
It's a temporal conclusion. Get the definition of temporal real quick so that I don't want to assume what temporal means.
He's blipping us. We don't know why.
I am?
No, he was. You know, Dubby.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm, there's a static coming through.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Are we static? We didn't mean to be static.
No,
is that like copacetic? Is that like copacetic?
Okay, I gotta go. I gotta move my mic around just a minute.
Yeah, okay, bye. Have a good trip. Bon voyage. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so is that, that's a new definition of copacetic, right? Right, Bertrand?
No. So it's coming through, you, everybody hears the static?
No.
Well, Bert?
I hear it, Bob.
Right, so I don't know where it's coming from. It might be, I only hear it when I put my headphone on backwards. I wonder what that is. Okay, well, it's not there now, but you hear it right now, Bert.
Yeah, it's just faint for me. It's not
very
loud,
faint.
But I hear it. I hear
it. Okay, carry on.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Hey, Ian, you said temporal conclusion, so that's of or relating to time as opposed to eternity. Is that what you're...
Yeah. That's great. Good. Right.
So that relates to what you were saying earlier. That's something that's occurring. It's not set. Is that what you mean?
That's correct.
Okay. Does that relate also to the AL2SO4 formula?
Logically, yes.
Okay. Then that's that thread. Okay, then I'm going to go to the next question on this. Okay, Ian, when you said that spirits become a segregator, is that due to the living carbon?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning yes or mm-hmm, that I should ask it another way?
Let's just go with yes, but it don't count on that holding forever.
Okay. Because the reason why I came up with this is that you said it's segregator, and it goes back to what Bob and I were speaking about when I asked about spirit being, having, including electricity. And then that's when you brought up God Geist. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, I'll leave that alone because it's probably going to come out again what I'm coming up with my next topic. Okay, Ian, we were speaking about the dendrites and the poles flipping. And you said something very interesting that, as usual, everything when you respond, there's always clues. But you said that, you told me to look at the X and Y as positive and negative. And when you said look at X and Y as positive and negative, were you referring to the X and Y axis? Used in determining a standing wave in space?
Yeah.
And that also relates then to what you had been telling me for months about not trusting my feet or what I see. Is that correct? X and Y, okay, the X and Y. So that is what, okay. Let me go to the next question, because you've already outlined that. I'll go to the next question, because that's probably what you and once you said, afterwards, which is what's the main point, you said, once that's triggered then, it's accepted, but if it doesn't, then it stops. So I want to know, what is the trigger? Is the flipping of the poles a trigger that you were referring to?
There's many triggers, different things. It's kind of like sometimes the smell will set somebody into orbit. Sometimes the poles flipping will set thing in orbit. Sometimes it's a front, a storm front that'll do it. There's many, many different ones, different kinds that apply different ways. You can't limit it. It's not limiting.
Wow. So that means the whole, I'll use this word and you can, you know, chop me off at the knees. That means the whole space that we're in is changing.
This earth is not your home.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Okay. Then that points to it. Okay. Okay. But that one thing, other thing, is there some factor that determines whether it's accepted or not?
Accepted or accepted?
I'll say accepted, not expect. Accepted.
You have to receive it. All the great gifts in the world are there for yours to hold. But you don't receive it, then it's not yours. The war is over. The war is over. You won. But some people, it's like Juneteenth. Some people didn't get the memo.
Oh, so this goes all the way down to the each individual.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
It has to. See, yeah, it's got to begin in you. It's got to begin in you.
Yes.
Fuck everybody else. You don't get it. It don't matter.
Right. No, that's clear. So that's okay. That's cool. I'm glad that was a big question mark when you said that, and I've been looking at it for 2 weeks, and I'm like, what? Okay, but then that's clear. Then that's
where do we go with this? Where do we go with this? Is right.
Right. Okay. Then yeah, like I said, this thread of the SO4 formula is there. Okay, and this is something you
that's
said
why,
last.
That's why Bob supposed to play Smoke on the Water.
We did. Twice, a little bit. No, at the beginning, and then he just did a little bit with Susanna or Juan or somebody. He played it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, this is interesting again. Okay, last weekend. You said, you know, the Father, Son, the Holy Smoke, and then you've got the earth, land, and sea, and then you see how they divide them, for the air is part of the earth, the terra firma, and then we did the layers of the troposphere, stratosphere, and all these spheres that have degrees of separation. Then you said, well, they have the same in the sea. What's got to happen is that certain things have got to be concentrated because you've got to make this AL2 formula out of something.
Yeah, doesn't just show up. The AL2SO4 doesn't just show up. It's a convergence that has to meld, like pinochle. You have to meld it.
Okay, so you answered my second question, so I'll go to my first one. When you said there's the same thing in the sea, did you mean that the ocean has spheres like the troposphere, stratosphere in it? The ocean has
Of course. That's why when we take all the water, out, that's why it's going to be issues and degrees and layers. There is that already. Certain things. You never even been to the bottom. You never even been to the bottom of the ocean, so you don't have no idea. Can't do it. It's like, what? How do you say I've not been there? Right. There's a ditch right there by Bob's house that ain't nobody even been halfway down. Ain't even been halfway down it yet.
As a child, I was a fan of Jacques Cousteau and watched all of those shows. Uh-huh. And it blew me away as I got older to find out that he only explored maybe 3 or 6% of the ocean. It blew me away.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dang, okay.
It's like, It's like Mutual of Omaha's. Yul Gibbons eating them pine barks.
Wow. So Ion, okay, then that ties it back. Damn, I have this in my head, so I'm going to try to piece it out because I don't have any. Then that outlines what you were talking about, the pearly gates and the jasper walls. All that's coming through the ocean and the air, those three divisions that you outlined in.
Mm-hmm. Especially the sardonyx.
Especially the sardonyx. Okay. Whew. That's clear.
Carolyn has all those notes. You probably do too, but she's got all those words. We went over them step by step by step by step. Didn't mean a thing when we did it then, but it sure do now.
Yeah, so the crystal, okay, but then that ties to our conversation of silicon dioxide with the crystal.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and I have a question. This is something that I had on the lineup to ask like maybe a month ago, but then it, you know, got out of sight. Okay, the last part of the AL2SO formula, outside of the parentheses, last parentheses, SiDO2. Is the D in the SiDO2, is that a new noble gas?
No, it's a dioxide.
A dioxide. Okay. So it'll be really a, okay, because the normal periodic table has Si2 as silicon dioxide, but the SiDO2 is really a dioxide, silicon dioxide. Wow. Okay. Okay, now, this is another, this is funny how my questions tie into what you opened up in the show. Because you were speaking with Mintz about the Faraday cage. And on the 6th of July, what youth? You were talking about the proton acceleration with Allison.
Good. Yeah.
And you were talking about the laser configuration.
And the work of Dave.
The work of Dave, and you gave out some more outlines of what was going on with the work of Dave, and it's interesting to go back to piece those words together. But you said something really wild, and I was freaked out. And you said that because you called me in when you were speaking with Allison, and you said, you know, the filters when you do the side steps with the OA movements, when you start getting that peripheral vision. So the OA movements have filters that deal with proton acceleration?
Of course.
Does this relate to what you were saying maybe to, I don't want to use time, when you said that the OA movements will have other functions coming? Does this relate to that? That's naturally okay. Never mind. It's okay.
That's right.
So, okay, I want a clarification on what you said. You said about the shifting energy would do once it's filtered. You said it will fill or field the Faraday cage. Will it, because it wasn't clear when I re-listened to it. You said it's what will fill or fields a Faraday cage, that shifting energy. Did you mean fills or fields?
Fields. Fields.
Fields. That's F-I-E-L-D-S. Fields. That's what you mean. That corrects fields?
We think so, yeah.
You think so? Now, I'm just trying to be clear. That's all. All right. That's cool. So the OA movements deal with filters from the proton acceleration. Okay. Thanks, Ian. Next topic. I got to looking, really looking at this chart of the Daniel 2, Daniel 8, Daniel 11 that you outlined last year with Nebuchadnezzar. And what prompted that is what you outlined last week, which was big but mince, about the Valley of the Kings. And the Chinese dynasties. You told me this last week that the Valley of the Kings and the Chinese dynasties power connects from America. And my question, just like I said, this be ongoing, but the first question I have is, are all the Egyptian and Chinese dynasties connected to America?
Sure, why not?
Okay, this connection that they have to America, is that due to America being the last remnant of the Yarmulke continent? Is that what their power comes from?
We'll see.
Or the fact they came from another world. That was the original statement. America came from another world. And you got blipped out. Did you say the verb connected? You said Egypt, blah, 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 are connected to America.
Yes.
So is it the core of the Yarmulke continent, the leftover part,
mm-hmm.
or is it something from another world that attracted the breaking up continents from Yarmulke, breaking up from Yarmulke? There's two directions in the question.
Are you asking Ion, Bob, or you want me to? I thought you were asking Ion.
What about it?
Yeah, Bob said you ask, Bert.
Okay. Ion, is that connection due to that America came from another world, that the Egyptian and Chinese dynasties got their power from America because America came from another world?
In essence, yeah.
Is that other world Andromeda? Could we consider that other world Andromeda?
You want to.
That it came from. It came, what's the other world? Well, it could be Andromeda, but Andromeda might be in our world. And remember, in eternity, there's no beginning or ending, so this is all temporary mapping, very fragile.
Mm.
We may have all come from Easter Island at some point. Within eternity.
Uh-huh. In there. We're being esoterically vague. I don't know. It's a big step. It's a big step.
Okay, I have a question. In looking at all those dynasties in China, it seems like quite a bit of those dynasties. I counted 69 dynasties. Is that accurate? From what they have from on, I got it from the Tech Body naturally. And Wiki. Were there 69 dynasties in China? Okay, I will ask this question then.
Hey, Bert.
All right.
It's not 69 in eternity. You have to remember that there's no questions to be asked because no answers meet the eternity. So when you do ask a question, it's a limited framework, the made-up framework. When, here, where, how, why, what, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my last question, Ion. Did Babylon have any contact with any of the Chinese dynasties?
Yes.
Did they have contact with the Han Dynasty? Okay, I'll take that as a no.
Wait, we said yes. Oh, no.
I didn't hear you. You said yes?
Yeah.
Okay, but then that's why I asked this particular question.
The world might have been a lot smaller. China wasn't that far from America or Brazil. You know what I mean? Think of the it's an expanding continent. So it was one little continent, and it all breaks, but they're all close for a good span, and then they separate. But there are stages when they're closer and are in touch. People are in touch with each other. Another statement, another painting I'm making to cancel your mind's ability to image it.
Okay.
Imagery, huh? Interesting.
No, that's... Because at one point it was all one continent at one point, and then it gradually split to what it is now. So what Bob said,
okay.
I could see that.
So it'd be morphing. So it'd be morphing then.
Yes. And now we're morphing in the other direction. But we're all coming back together. Okay.
But so it may not make it to coming back together if things get blown up a bit, or earthquakes and stuff.
Yes.
Calderas.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting early in the show, what drove the people from America to Europe, the caldera. That's really new history. That was something very new for me. Yeah. Okay, and I have another question that just comes up. Unlocking the lipids, that process, and you gave me that exercise to work with
you
that.
Where?
I'm still on that iron. That's an interesting project, but I could see what you mean very clearly about passing out, because that is really intense. And honestly, I felt movements in my spine from that exercise, actually. Is that what's working on unlocking the lipids? That movement does something to the spinal column? Just try it another way.
Okay, we can try it.
Okay. I got the instructions as far as what directions. And the first one is starting with your hands at the sides, and you go up in a circle. And you do that 100 times straight. But then the other direction is you go down and come up. You go take your hands down to your sides and bring them up to the sides. Is that correct? Is that the correct instructions?
Close enough.
Okay. Now, when I noticed that when I was doing the second part, I haven't got to 100 yet. That is, 100 straight will take shoulder strength to a whole nother level beyond barbell working out. But anyway, when I finished my attempt to do 100, and I almost passed out during the second half, I felt movements in my spine. Really strange movements. Is that what's working to unlock the lipids? Okay. Well, that's all I have, Bob. And Carolyn, that's all I have.
Okay, Bob, are you ready to get back in the game? Bob's unpacking the bottles of living water.
I finished it to see how I did it. It was a lot easier this time.
good.
Congratulations on getting the water. That's a breakthrough.
Right.
Big time.
A lot of captured forces we acquired. It works for us now. We have an expanded army. Let me just see if anybody's saying anything on the chat line that's relevant. No. So, so you see, Bert, a lot of the questioning, has to take into account of the unimagined, unvisualizable.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Yes.
It's interesting we go through the questioning and it's relevant, and it clears out the old imagery,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's hard to make new imagery, or it does make new imagery, but then something's going to contradict that imagery. For example, America, if it came from another world, was it the same world that Andromeda is in? Do we go to another world when we go to Andromeda? If America is not in this world, and it somehow came in here, as part of the transition that broke up, well, the fall, maybe it came in from the fall, and it may have come from Andromeda. All those factors, you have to sort of wait and get Ian in a good mood once a week and ask step by step those questions.
Yeah.
Now, in my private session, there's a lot of breakthrough stuff. That's pretty good.
Sounds like two hours.
Yeah.
2 hours.
And at the end of it, people should have questions. I know you will, but other people, they shouldn't be silenced like there always generally is. I don't know if people are numbed and like a private session with Ion, but especially for this one gets into a lot of stuff. Did you look at any of the Dark Journalist shows?
Yes, Bob. Yes, it took me a while because I was stopping it and making names. You know, he dropped a lot of names. But that's incredible. That's incredible.